You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Just want to say God bless you to all of our faithful listeners tuning in every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. nightly. Thank God for our pastors, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, wonderful men and women of God. So glad to be under their leadership. Thank God for the opportunity to sit in today. I'm Minister Andre Jordan. Glad to be with you. Glad to be in the Lord, hidden in Christ. Happy to hear what the Lord wants to share with our hearts today. Let's just pray really quickly. Father, thank you so much that the Word of God is living. Thank you for the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, I pray today that the Word would penetrate our hearts, our minds, our souls. Let it go in. Let us receive this Word with gladness. Open up our understanding. Give the revelation and insight we need so that we receive from this Word exactly what we need to hear individually. Father, we pray and ask your blessings. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Have your way in the broadcast time. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So today I wanted to talk about staying in spiritual shape. Staying in spiritual shape. I want to speak from the topic, fortify yourself with the Word of God. So we want to stay in spiritual shape. We've got to be mindful. Sometimes we put a lot of emphasis on our natural shape. We put a lot of emphasis on the physical house. But what about the spiritual man? That is where we need to emphasize in greater degree than we emphasize what we can see on the exterior. We are a triune being. We have a soul. We live in a body. We are a spirit. We are a spiritual being. And so we can't put all the focus on the house shell. We can't put all the focus on the physical body, the outer exterior. When you think about a house, the outer exterior would be the paint. You know, the paint on the outside of the house is what we all see. We might see the construction material. If it's brick, we'll see that. You know, if it's concrete, we'll see that. There'll be paint over it, but we'll see that, the block. But we are a spiritual house, and the Lord is concerned, and therefore we should be concerned. Whatever the Lord is concerned about, we should also be concerned about. He's concerned that we stay in spiritual shape, that we stay in good spiritual shape, that we don't put all of our emphasis on exercising, jumping jacks, running, walking. Yes, that's good. It's very good. Because why? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And being the temple of the Holy Spirit, we need to be mindful of that. We do take care of our temple, our vessel, so we'll have the energy, the strength, the stamina, the clarity of mind that we need to function a long time according to what God has assigned for our lives. So we want to be in the best possible natural shape for God. But I want us to be in balance. The priority is always God. The priority is always Christ. The priority is the Word of God. And so we say from this topic, staying in spiritual shape, fortify yourself with the Word of God. Fortify yourself and live in Christ today. So let us go to the Word of God, because my time goes by so quickly. I want to make sure that we're coming out of the Word. Even if I'm quoting scriptures, I always want to try to start with the Bible. So if you want to, would you please turn with me today? Let's just look some at Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. And it says, right off the bat, a warning. Right off the bat, Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 42, warns us, watch therefore. So you too must keep watch. We must also keep watch. We're talking about staying in spiritual shape. Sometimes in the natural, we have to watch what we're eating. We know if we eat too many potato chips, too many fatty foods, too many greasy foods, what? We start gaining weight, and we don't want to gain more weight than is good for our physical health. We talked about health. Important, very important. But it says, watch therefore. So keep watch. Keep watch. Keep your eye on it. Keep sensitive to it. Pay attention to it. Watch therefore. For you don't know what hour your Lord will come. You don't know the day that the Lord is coming. Watch therefore. Be sober, be vigilant, be diligent. Keep watch. Verse 43. But I want to say, the scripture says, but know this. Understand this. If the good man of the house or the homeowner knew exactly in what time the thief would have come, if he knew exactly what time the burglar was coming, he would have kept watch, and he would not have permitted or suffered his house to be broken into. Watch, therefore. Be serious about your watch. Be serious about keeping watch. Be serious about paying attention and keeping a sober mind. Verse 44. Therefore, be also ready. Different translation. You also must be ready at all times. Are we ready at all times? You must be ready at all times. We're talking about fortifying yourself in the Word. We're talking about living in Christ. We're talking about staying in spiritual shape. Think about the athletes in the natural. Ready at all times. Working out in the off season, keeping their muscle, keeping trim, keeping their speeds up, keeping agile, keeping limber, ready at all times. Doing weights, maybe swimming, maybe running, working with a trainer, ready at all times. There is much we can learn about athletes in the natural, how they're diligent, how they're faithful, how they put in the hard work to get the results they need to be successful. Fortify yourself in the Word of God. Live in Christ. The best way to fortify ourselves is to live in Christ and to permit Him to dwell in us. Back to the scripture. So I'm going to reread 44 in case I didn't read it all. It says, therefore, be ye also ready. It says you must be ready at all times, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Be ready at all times. You don't know. Can I say that? I don't know. We don't know everything Our knowledge is finite, but the Lord is infinite wisdom. He is infinite. And so he's speaking to us today. Fortify yourself. We don't even know what tomorrow holds. But the Lord said, don't worry about tomorrow. He said, sufficient today are the things that we need. So it's not that we have to worry about tomorrow, but it just shows you how finite our knowledge is. We have no idea what tomorrow will hold. And so we must be ready today, tomorrow, the next day, but we've got to stay ready. We've got to increase our diligence. We've got to increase our intentionality on fortifying ourselves with the word, on living in Christ, on allowing Christ to dwell in us. It's important because the scripture gave us an analogy. It gave us a parable. It said, if the owner of the house knew at such and such a time the burglar is coming, what? He would have been there ready to knock him out cold. That is what the Lord is saying. Be ready. You be ready. Think about the virgins. The 10 virgins, the parable in the Bible. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish, 5 were ready, filled with oil and carrying oil. Filled with oil and carrying oil. Filled with the Spirit of God and carrying the anointing of God. That is what the Lord wants for us. 5 were foolish. 5 thought they could slide by with just a little oil. Guess what? These are not the days of sliding by, sliding in with a little oil. These are the days of preparation. These are the days of being fortified. These are the days of being strengthened. These are the days of being encouraged. These are the days of encouraging ourselves and understanding the times and knowing who we are and understanding that it is high time to be about our Father's business. These are the days God is saying, fortify yourself. Fortify yourself. Just like they tell us on the airplane, make sure you put your own mask on first and secure, and fortify yourself if this plane go down, if there's any trouble. Get yourself fortified. Make sure you are fortified yourself before you try to help strengthen anyone else. Jesus told Peter, when you're converted, strengthen your brethren, but first you fortify. First you get right. First you come up higher. So the Lord is saying to us, fortify ourselves. Let's go further in the passage of scripture. Mark 24, we read 42, 43, 44. Now verse 45. Who then is a faithful and a wise servant? Remember we said, we talked about the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Jesus says, who is a faithful and a wise servant? I want to pray that that's me and you today, that we be faithful to the Lord, faithful to his commands, obedient to his word, and wise, operating out of the wisdom of God that he gives liberally to those that ask him. Father, give us your wisdom today and your strategies. Whom the Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. A faithful, sensible servant is one whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants, of feeding them. Verse 46, blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find doing. Blessed is a servant when the master returns and he finds that servant doing a good job. There will be a reward. The scripture says, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But what about the evil servant that says in his heart, my Lord, he's delayed his coming. I got time to goof off. I got time to play around. And he begins to smite the fellow servants, and he begins to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he is not looking for him, when he is not expecting him, when he's not even thinking about the master, and he'll cut the servant to pieces and he'll appoint in his place, appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of tears. This is a true warning of the Lord, that we fortify ourselves today, that we stay in spiritual shape, stay about the Lord's business, stay connected to the vine. Don't get unplugged. Look at the parable. Let's look at this teaching and compare it to the parable of the five wise virgins and the 10 foolish. The five foolish virgins felt like they had time. They were not this sensible servant. They were not this responsible servant. They were not this faithful and wise servant. We want to be faithful and wise together. Faithfully walking in the wisdom of God, doing the will of God, accomplishing the purposes of God. This servant was not, it says the servant could have been wise or the servant could have been evil. And he would say in his heart, out of the heart flows the issues of life. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks what's in the heart. He began to goof off. He began to backslide. He began to take advantage of the grace of God. He began to eat and drink with the drunken. And the Lord said, you will have your place with the hypocrites. Why? Because we can't profess one thing with our lips and live another. The evidence ought to be seen in our conduct, in our integrity, in our actions, in our words, in our deeds. It should align and come into alignment with what the scripture says. And so the Lord is saying to us, fortify. Holy Spirit, we even invite you today. Examine our hearts, examine our mindsets, examine, Father, even our perceptions, our responses, our motives, our agendas, our heart. Examine us so we can see what Holy Spirit is highlighting, so we can get that area fortified, so we can come into agreement when Holy Spirit tells us something and we don't resist him, we don't lie to him, but we come into agreement and we ask God for help. God is a helper. He's a very present help in time of our trouble, in time of our need. He will help us fortify. He's that good. He will never ask us of something we cannot do. He's not that type of God. He's not that type of Father. But whatever he asks us, he's equipped us. He's equipped you and I to be fortified. He's equipped you and I to stand. He's equipped you and I to be stable. He's equipped you and I to succeed. He's equipped us for victory. He's equipped us to win. He's equipped us to come on top, to top, to overcome, to be a conqueror and more than a conqueror through Christ. The topic, fortify yourself with the word of God. Live in Christ. Live fortified. I was looking up and thinking about things in the natural that are fortified. They fortify salt. They put iodine in it. They fortify cereal. They put vitamins in it. They fortify orange juice. They put vitamin C, maybe vitamin D. They fortify milk with vitamin D. All types of things in the natural fortify, give you more support, give you more of what's beneficial, give you more nutrients, give you more. They take houses and they fortify houses. They fortify fences. There's so many things in life that are fortified, extra stability and strength. And so the Lord has made possible everything we need that we would succeed, everything we need to succeed. That's how the Father operates. The scripture tells us he's a good, good Father. Which one of his children shall ask for bread and he give him a stone? Ask for meat, he give him a serpent. He don't operate like that. So when he says to us, watch therefore, when he says to pay attention, to be on your A game, not your Z game, he enables us. He does not ask us without the providing everything we need for success, for victory, for assignment. Why? We represent him. He wants us to win. He wants us to be victorious. He wants us to show forth his glory in the earth, that people might see the good works, the kingdom works, and give glory to God, that people might be healed, that people might be delivered, that people might be set free and have to come back and tell and give testimony. When you prayed for me, when you ministered to me, when you encouraged me in the Lord, this is what happened. The testimony gives God the glory. The testimony gives glory to God that God is yet in the earth at work. doing what he promised, saving people, delivering people, setting the captives free, opening the prison doors. We give thanks to God, and this is why he says, stay ready, stay in spiritual shape. I might need to use you today. Can God use you today? Are you ready to be used? Sometimes you don't have 2 hours to read a scripture, but is the word hidden in your heart so that the word of God can flow out of you? Are you daily staying in preparation? Are you daily increasing? Are you daily adding to what God has given, adding more? Are you daily asking him for more? Are you daily seeking him? Are you daily communing with him? Are you daily pursuing him? Oh, there's a daily pursuit. God is so good and so sweet. My God, there's things we pursue in life. What about God? Are we chasing after him? Do we want more of him? Are we asking him, like the prayer of Jabez, to expand and enlarge our capacity, our territory, our capacity to host him, our capacity to understand and comprehend? There is so much of God. My goodness, there is so much available to us that we can stay sharp, stay ready, stay in spiritual shape, stay fortified, never be half empty, but stay filled. Because all day long, guess what we can be saying? Holy Spirit, fill me afresh and anew. We don't have to do it once a day, and we don't have to wait till we know we're on empty. But we can, just like you can top off your gas tank in the natural, come on, let's top off midday in the day. Let's top off with the Holy Spirit. Top me off again. People that used to drink and the bartender come say, you want another? You say, top me off. Sometimes people that just drink coffee, waitress come by, you say, top me off. Just top. Come on. Spiritual. Stay in spiritual shape. I'm just using natural examples, but I've got a spiritual purpose in mind, because the Lord said, watch therefore. The Lord say, stay in spiritual shape. The Lord say, fortify yourself so you're ready. Make yourself ready. Passages of scripture say, sanctify yourself. When they were going to battle, be ready, it would say in the passages, for the battle on the morrow. Let's get ready. We don't know what we'll encounter today. We don't know what we'll encounter tomorrow, but I declare, let us be ready. Let us fortify. Let us prepare. Let us sharpen. God, sharpen our discernment. Sharpen our understanding. Increase. Let there be an increase of the anointing of God on our lives, and that we house and that we carry. Let us be, go up another level in the Lord as we strive to keep ourselves ready for the Master's use, as we strive to stay and make sure that we fortify ourselves, that we do our due diligence. God will always do his part. He's faithful to his word. He'll never leave us hanging. But you and I, we must increase in our faithfulness. We must increase in being intentional towards the Lord and towards God and towards the things of God. We have a responsibility today, and we will not shirk our responsibility, but we will be faithful and we will be a wise servant. Like the scripture read out of the passage today, our text came from Matthew 24, verse 42, all the way down to 51. So we thank God today for the reading of the word. Thank you guys so much for being with us, for tuning in. I pray that this word was encouragement to your heart. I pray, even as myself, you know, my prayer is, God, let me, help me fortify myself. Lord, help me stay in spiritual shape. Lord, help me to live in Christ better, even better than I have, even better than I do. You know, let's ask him for more. He has more for us. He is not limited. He'll give us all that we want of him. When it comes to spiritual things, he'll give us all that we want of him. We can't ask God enough for more of his anointing, more of his presence, more of the Holy Spirit, more of his grace. He will pour out on us, because what? This is a great desire. This is a great desire of our heart. Thank you again. God bless you. You have been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We want to invite you. Let me just take a minute. come as you're listening to the broadcast. You are invited. Come and join us for one of our service times. Sunday morning at 11, Tuesday evening at 7. You are welcome. The thing about our ministry is you might come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. You're going to know who Jesus Christ is. You're going to know that he loves you, that he died for your sins, that you don't have to stay in the place or the state that you're in. You're going to know that Christ has died. Christ has bought back and redeemed you, and that Christ has made it possible for you to overcome whatever it is that is overcoming you. And so the name of the ministry, Victory International Praise Ministries, we pray that you are blessed today. We pray that you would walk in victory, and I pray to see you Sunday morning at 11 or Tuesday at 7. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.